Hello everyone, welcome to the Easter edition of St. Louis Baseball Weekly Review. Today is March 31st, Easter Sunday. Hope everyone had a good day and a brief pause and a reflection and a day with family and enjoyable. I'm here with Wyatt and we're going to talk about this week in baseball, specifically that red team called Cardinals. Hello Wyatt.
Hi.
How's things, bud?
Good.
Did you have a good Easter?
Yes, I did.
There you go. So the Cardinals did not have a good Easter.
No, they did not.
So briefly, folks, we had four with the Dodgers. First two games were blowouts. Looks like we're going to have trouble with our starting pitching. And all of a sudden in game three, in Lance we trust. And the old warhorse kept us in there. Rain delay got him out of the game. And we ended up scrapping along. We were winning 5-2, and then the bullpen faltered. And we had to go to extra innings. But a couple weird plays. We got a balk, and it scored Carpenter. End up going to extra innings. And we moved Scott over to third. A little ground out by Goldie, even though the infield was in. Victor Scott with the speed, scored from third. And we won game three in extra innings.
Yes, we did. Shout out to Gallegos as well for saving us.
Yes, and they pitched him in game two when we were losing 5-0, so that will play a part in today's game.
Yes, it will, because he never pitched.
Because he's wore out already, and we're only three games in. So we go to game four. We got a chance to split with the Dodgers. And man, folks, I don't know if you've been keeping up with the media, but the fans are on fire. Once we lost those first two games, people were screaming. People were so sick of it, so fired up. Oh my gosh. Never seen it this early, this bad. But we come back, scrapped out game three, even though the bullpen wasn't good. We go into game four with a little momentum. We're up 4-0. We take out Matz. Big shout out to Matz. The guy battled against the best team in baseball, supposedly on paper. He went 5 1/3 inning. They should have left him in there and let him finish the inning because the bullpen came in and, man.
Yeah, they let out a little Easter egg. Rough. Very rough.
Kittredge looks bad. Palante gives up a homer. They got King coming from Memphis trying to get there on time. He does get there on time. Here he comes. And they got Muncy, who killed us today. He walks a guy, and then Muncy goes deep, and the Dodgers, then they don't have a reliever either. They don't have their closer. He's not available because they've been battling us, you know, both teams using their bullpens. So they use one of their middle relievers, who's throwing 95, gets Goldschmidt, Gorman, and Arenado, 1-2-3 in the ninth, and we lose. So now we're 1-3. What could have been a 2-2, and we're off to a decent start to the season. Now we're 1-3, and boy, the fans are going to be fired up tomorrow. And just wanted to get your thoughts on it, Wyatt.
Yeah, it's wild for sure. Very rare these days to see Cardinal fans complain on the first four games, because back in the day, no one would complain because we were good. And now, obviously, with Ollie Marmol and Mazalok, people aren't happy from last season.
No, they're calling in Camo X. They're on fire. And then they said, hey, what happened was O'Brien hurt his forearm. And he's a relief pitcher, and he's got some good movement. He's a Rule 5 guy. So now our season, and we're losing series because our Rule 5 guy, who we picked up for basically nothing, is our key player? We've got to have better pitchers. We've got to. It's almost like we need to think about our coaches, our scouts. Obviously, we're not drafting correctly. The Dodgers starter, they drafted yesterday's starter. On fire. Tore us up. Game two. Drafted after Gorman. He's a beast. We got guys that are leaving the team. They're going to other teams. O'Neill, I don't know if you noticed, he's got 2 home runs. Flaherty did good. Hicks is starting for the Giants. He threw, I think, 6 scoreless innings. I mean, it's like everything we touch goes to poo right now.
Yeah, literally as well. I saw Tyro Neal. He went viral on the internet a little bit for a front flip throw as well.
He's getting a lot of attention. They'd love him in Boston if he can stay healthy, but that's the thing. But, yeah, it takes your voice away from screaming. But, yeah, the Rule 5 guys hurt, so all of a sudden our bullpen, oh, my gosh, we're missing O'Brien. You shouldn't have to miss O'Brien. You've got to have some guys in your own system that are ready to play, and they're just not there. We signed Middleton, our top relief pitcher. He's hurt. Forearm strain, isn't it?
It is.
Another key piece. Now, that was somebody we did sign. Did we not do enough early assessment? Did we not get medicals on him, or is it a one-off thing? But instead of signing 2 or 3 guys, we signed him and then Kittredge. I don't know about you, but Kittredge looks like he's overweight, out of shape, and can't get the ball over to plate, and he's trying to nibble at the corners.
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, we haven't seen him much at all because he's from the American League, and this first time in the National League. So maybe he's been like that. Maybe not. So we'll see.
What I see so far isn't going to be a plus, you know, average at best. But yeah, again, don't want to get too excited. We're 1-3, holding out hope, but it feels like we're going to lose about 10 games this year for just not having quite enough talent. And that's going to be enough to either keep us out of the playoffs or we're not going to be to hang with the big boys. And there has been preliminary preseason early polls of what teams are going to make the playoffs, and it's pretty much a consensus. Most people think we will not even make the wild card.
Yeah, that's not surprising at all from these surveys. The way we're playing, we might even be the number one draft pick next year.
I think this feels like last year, doesn't it? I mean, gosh, it didn't. I know they changed some players, but it still feels like the same team.
Honestly, yeah, I agree. Honestly, it feels worse than last year.
Yeah, they changed a bunch of bullpen pieces, but nothing's been effective so far. I do like seeing Victor Scott flying around. At least he shows some energy out there, but it's not enough. I like the way Donovan's had a couple big hits, but yeah. So back to the week. So we lost today, 1-3, couple stats. I don't know where we'd be without Goldschmidt. He's been the savior. He's batting .286, and he's been, you know, really playing well. But we would not have won any games. And out of the games, 2 of the runs came off of a balk, very strange, Joe Kelly. And 1 today was a catcher's interference where Goldschmidt hit the catcher's glove. Or we wouldn't even have won any game. We'd be 0-4 except for the Dodgers' mistakes. It's that close. And then Donovan, who's batting .125, got a double and drove in 2 in game 3. Other than those 2 Dodger weird situations and Donovan finding 1 gold nugget, finally batting .125, we'd be 0-4. It's that close, Wyatt.
Yeah, it is pretty close. Yeah, that balk yesterday, that did not look like a balk to me, but we'll take those.
It certainly wasn't like, oh my God, look at that. It was clear cut. I guess he didn't stop. I'm not sure. But they didn't complain much. But yeah, stats. Goldschmidt batting .286. Gorman today, 4 strikeouts. Oh my God. Batting .235. Donovan, .125. Scott, .143. Jordan Walker, who looks like he's lost at the plate, struck out on a couple fastballs. He's batting a whopping .100. It gets worse. Arenado, batting .063. He's had 1 hit. Just not the start you want, folks, from a contending ball club. Maybe it'll turn around. I'm waiting for that. Let's root for him. Let's hope. But it's tough sledding right now.
Yeah, that's for sure. Obviously, Victor Scott, he did pretty good today on national TV. So, I'll give him props for adjusting today.
Yeah, he's not overmatched. He's hanging in there. Wynn's struggling. He did get a sacrifice bunt today, but otherwise, yeah, these young guys are going to be baby steps. But I like the way Scott plays defense out there, too. He's caught a couple balls. Big shout out to Siani, too. I'd like to see him play. I'd like to see Donovan play second base, give Gorman a day off. He's struggling. And put Siani out there maybe for Walker. Let Walker DH, put Burleson in left. I like the way Burleson's playing right now. Did you see that throw yesterday?
Yeah, I did. It was a great throw. Great throw.
He's trying hard. He had a good hit yesterday, too. He's trying to make this teamer stick. I like the way he plays.
Yeah, I think people like him, too. He's definitely not overseen by people.
No, so I think you could put Siani out there. Walker just looks, I know he made a throw yesterday from right field, but his fielding is just sketchy. Just looking at the guy, he just doesn't look like he's all the way, like, dialed in, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Obviously, it's early, so hopefully he gets it together.
We need it. We don't have enough gap. Like, our big three would be Arenado, Gorman, and Goldie. Their big three was Friedman, Otani, and Betts. That's a big difference.
Yeah, it's a huge difference right there.
Then they got Muncy.
Yeah, they got a lot of good players on their team.
Their catcher's good, hitting well. Contreras ain't doing much. Herrera had a good game three. Shout out to him.
Yeah, Matt Carpenter and Brandon Crawford did also have a good game three.
Yeah, the game three they put in the veterans and some guys that hadn't played yet, and it worked. The veterans right now were the best, doing the best. Goldschmidt, Lynn, Matz. Give Carpenter a shout. Give Crawford a little shout. Didn't have much of a spring training because he got hit with that ball on the wrist, and he come out and he got a hit in his first game. So, hey, take it. Pitching-wise, 5.1 today for Matz. We talked about Lynn. Palante's ERA is 9. King's ERA is 13.5. Just not a lot to write home about right now. Helsley got allowed a home run already.
Yeah, Helsley did not do... He did not do good yesterday.
No, we were fortunate to win that game.
Yeah, we were. I would say the best reliever right now is Gallegos.
Yeah, and Romero hung tight a little bit there for a minute. But, yeah, those two seem to be the ones. So Helsley, it's scary. A lot of walks.
Yeah, a lot of walks. He had some last season, too.
Oh, yeah, he struggles. I don't know. Time will tell. We're 4 games in. We're off and running. At least we didn't get swept. That's the silver lining. We're going to the Padres for 3. And guess who their manager is?
Mike Schilt.
Think he's going to be fired up.
Yeah, because no one knows why he got fired still to this day.
And he wanted to be a Cardinal forever. And he knew the Cardinal way. So we'll see. But tough squad for sure. They've got a good lineup. They got Darvish as a pitcher. They split a 1-1 series with the Dodgers so far this year.
Yeah, they got 2 Japanese relief pitchers on their squad as well.
It's going to be interesting. Should be good TV. I wish it wasn't such a time difference, but it is what it is.
Yeah, the pitcher tomorrow, I believe, throws a knuckleball. So we're going to have to watch out for that knuckleball.
Like the guy today threw changeups only at 88 miles an hour. No one even waited for anything else, and we struck out. It was sick. I'm frustrated, Wyatt. But anyway, what do you got?
Yeah, I say we're losing because of Will Compton, the sports personality from Barstool Sports, who is a former NFL player. He announced that he's becoming a Cardinals fan because he's from Missouri, an hour away from St. Louis. I say it's his fault. And then, obviously, you were talking about Lance Lynn. Great job yesterday, despite the rain delay. He said he had a struggle. He was struggling in the first inning. Bases loaded.
Nobody out.
Nobody out. He managed his way to get through. Thank goodness. That would have been a lot worse.
Struck out 3 in a row.
Yes, he did. He said on his adjustment, they're already loaded, so F it. Let it rip. I like that. People were loving that quote.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like, okay, at least we got somebody with some guts and some, you know, it's going to let it fly. Yeah, and he's right. The bases were loaded. What else can I do? I just got to go out here and let this thing go. And he did it. It was memorable. That's probably one of the highlights of the year so far is bases loaded, nobody out. Game three, we could have went down 0-3 for the year, and the dude gets through it and delivered.
Yeah, I think if it wasn't for that rain delay, I think he would have been in there a lot longer.
I think so, yeah. Probably would have hit 6 innings, 7 innings.
But, yeah, I saw a funny reply the other day about him, and someone said he looked like a Midwestern realtor salesman.
He's got a little belly going.
Yeah, he's got a little belly, but you know what? He's doing the job.
Right now, stay healthy, do what you did against the Dodgers. You know, you don't want to say, like, we should have beat the Dodgers 3 out of 4 or anything. They're really good, and they're playing well. I think we caught them. You know, Betts is playing as good as I've ever seen him. And we don't have our team. You know, we're not in sync. It's just not there yet. Still, it reminds me so much of last year where it's like something's missing. These guys are not enjoying the game. I'm just a little baffled by that. Pretty soon you're going to have to say that, if they're not successful, that something's going to have to change philosophy-wise with the organization or the top-down, because something's happening. These guys are not having fun.
Yeah, I don't know what is happening behind the scenes, obviously. Maybe it's all easy. Maybe it's the managers. Maybe it's the players. We're going to have to see.
Might just be the personalities of the players. They're just kind of quiet guys. You know, Goldsmith and Arenado don't say much. They did say Arenado at spring training, they've never seen him so focused. They've never seen him so fired up. Get ready. He's going to be on a vengeance, a tear, to show that he's still a force. And I don't see any emotions flying around out there. I don't see a lot of energy.
For now, at least, maybe he'll get more emotion throughout the season.
Yeah, 4 games in. You know, we'll see. We'll know more this time next week. We'll have 10 games in, basically. So we'll have a decent sample. That'd be 1/15 of the year, and get an idea what's going on. But again, it was the Dodgers on paper, if not the best team in baseball, probably tied for first. And we had a chance to win 2 out of 4. Not the worst. And we're missing Sonny Gray. We're missing probably our best middle reliever. And we got Edmund out, and Carlson's out. We're kind of scrapping together, so it isn't over. We're still the Cardinals, and I still think there's some hope here, but it's going to be very interesting in San Diego.
Yeah, it's going to it definitely, for sure. We're missing Lars Nootbaar, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And he does bring some emotion.
Yes, he does. He's very passionate whenever he catches a diving catch. He's very pumped.
Yeah, he does enjoy playing the game. Him and Donovan look like they let it rip and have some fun. So we'll see. We'll see who joins that team of high emotion. Let's enjoy Cardinal baseball. But yeah, hoping for the best. Anything else on your end?
That is on my end.
Okay, 1-3 start. Not the worst. Could be worse, but we're close to being .500. But let's see what happens in San Diego here. See if we can win 2 out of 3 and come home. 2 out of 3 would put us at a 3-3 road trip. No, 3-4. Not the worst if we could do that. So let's just hope we can win 2 out of 3 at San Diego. Come home and regroup.
Yeah, it's depends on how good or bad we do at San Diego. Opening day on Thursday, that's going to be interesting.
Could be a lot of boo birds out, or it could be a lot of happy people saying, hey, we got a shot. These old guys can do it. Yeah, that's baseball. It's fun. It's entertainment. You know, it's like watching TV. You don't know what's going to happen. So it's all good. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you get a chance, put feedback out there. We appreciate it greatly. And fly, Cardinals, fly. Let's go, guys.
Fly, Cardinals, fly. Bye-bye.